in addition to the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, this week will also mark the 50th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. The two famous presidents lived and died a century apart, but as Asal Asani Poor and Sarah Zahedi discovered, they both had a lasting effect on civil rights.
Both Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy are credited with advancing civil rights throughout their presidencies. And now, each is drenched in America's communal consciousness as cherished political icons.
But what's the true extent of the legacy that Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy had on civil rights? JFK experts say their stories are more interlaced than you may think.
Certainly, Mrs. Kennedy wanted to link the two legacies of the presidents together, and the issue of civil rights would be the glue that held them together.
That's Andrew Bell, senior historian at the University of Virginia's Center of Politics. He was the senior researcher on the Kennedy Half Century, which was released in October. He says following Kennedy's assassination, the First Lady modeled her husband's funeral after Lincoln's in 1865. Richard Reeves, senior lecturer at University of Southern California and author of several books about Kennedy, says both faced difficult realities even during their presidencies.
The convergence of Lincoln and Kennedy over 100 years on civil rights had one simple axis. That is that they both had to deal with a problem they didn't want to deal with.
Of course, Lincoln's problems were the first and only civil war in American history and the abolition of slavery. Later, Kennedy had to grapple with the growing demands for racial equality while appeasing white Southerners in Congress. Scholars say he didn't show a full commitment to civil rights until after the Birmingham riots of 1963. We'll never know how much progress JFK would have made in the civil rights movement had he not been assassinated. As JFK's successor, Lyndon B. Johnson picked up the mantle of civil rights until the Civil Rights Act of 1965 was passed. Regardless, political analyst Earl Afari Hutchinson says both Clinton and Kennedy deserve the recognition they've deserved.
These individuals, whatever their motivations may have been, Lincoln and Kennedy, the fact is they became ultimately, in history, identified with civil rights.
Historians and political analysts continue to debate both Lincoln and Kennedy's influence on civil rights movements in the U.S.
But what is clear is that both paved the way for dramatic changes in American society. Asal Asani Poor
and Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.